Welcome to Things That Will Help with Buffy Barfoot. This podcast explores what it's like to be human and how to find tools to feel clear, grounded, and happier. The weekly theme will be simple as well as rich and something you can apply to your real life. The human stories ahead do not negate the hard or the dark, but rather point to the lighthouses along the way. This is Buffy. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Last episode, I had Alex Ammons on. We're in this really beautiful conversation about the eclipses. And today, if you're listening to this on the day this drops, it is April 8th, and it is a total solar eclipse. And it's a cosmic alignment of the sun, the earth, and the moon in that order. And this is the time that apparently brings illumination and sort of acceleration, like a lot of catalyst energy for change. And Alex is here again with us. She knows so much about astrology, and so I'm so grateful to have her in this conversation as my partner in all things that will help. So welcome again, Alex.
Thanks, Buffy. Happy to be back.
Yeah, so good. So if you haven't listened to the lunar eclipse episode, I encourage you to do that as well. But we're going to jump right into what is happening today, which is super exciting. Alex, do you want to give us a little bit of the cliff notes of what's going on today?
Yeah. Well, today, April 8th, is a total solar eclipse in Aries. And there is this arc called the Path of Totality, which is the geographic location where the sun is totally obscured. And that's actually happening in North America through like Texas and Arkansas and some other places. And it is, I think, the last time that there will be a total solar eclipse with the Path of Totality in North America for like 50 something years. So it's kind of a major deal. And I bet some people listening have actually traveled to Texas to view this astrological event. It's kind of cool, really exciting. Wow. Yeah, it's a big deal. It doesn't happen all the time that we get that. So I think just to briefly mention that a couple weeks ago, we talked about how the lunar eclipse in Libra is all about who we are as relational beings and what isn't serving us in our relational patterns. Libra asks the question, who are we? And Aries is the first zodiacal sign. And Aries is this like super energetic, passionate, alive, really vital energy. It's the initiation of spring. And so there's this like real excitement at being in the world. And Aries asks the question as a brand new little seedling, who am I as an individual? How do I make my way through the world? How do I assert? Where do I pull courage from? So it's a highly individualized sign, and something that we were talking about off the record a little bit was how, even though this sign and this eclipse has a strong focus on the individual, that naturally has an impact on who we are in relationship.
Yeah. I kept, as you were talking, I just kept thinking like, what's the word that feels like it's coming up for this eclipse energy for me? And especially, during this individual
time of thinking of who am I, the word truth telling just keeps coming up for me. Like, this seems to be a really powerful time for truth telling and really kind of getting to the, like, that inner seed, the seed within the seed within the seed of exactly who we are, what we have to say, and what's going to spring from that as individuals, and then recognizing the impact of that on the collective. So we never, you know, we can't totally address the individual without the collective, and we can't address the collective without the individual, because they figure eight into each other as we think about that. And so, yeah, like, there's a lot of things that people have told us we are, and a lot of things that society has told us as individuals we are. And of course, we all have different voices that have whispered into us over the years from cultural, from our cultures, but also from our individual families, and from even the whispers that come from our own psyche and our own self-esteem. So it seems like this might be a reckoning of, like, just getting to the seed within the seed of what's true, and releasing the rest, maybe.
I love that so much, because we're still in this Aries Libra axis. And what I think about is, like, if I don't tell the truth about who I am and what I need, how can I actually be in authentic and vulnerable relationship with anybody? And how we tell the truth about ourselves and to ourselves and to others is the foundation that our relationships are built on.
Yeah, and I think the unfortunate truth of that is that there's always going to be people that don't want you to tell the truth about who you are.
Yeah.
And that will be forever how it is, because that actually threatens their lack of truth telling in some way. And so we have to kind of still pierce through that, do it anyway, and recognize in the process of true truth telling, we will likely lose some people. We will likely lose some things along the way. But the gift in that is that there then becomes kind of a deeper honesty and a deeper authenticity that we find on the other side of that. And then the you know, we're left with, I think, so much less shame and less energy spent concealing.
It just makes me think about a little bit what we were talking about with the South Node in Libra being the tail of the dragon, and what needs to be sort of swiped away by that tail. And the North Node in Aries is the head of the dragon. And it really is asking us to, this eclipse is asking us to consider what it is we're hungry for, what we have an appetite for. Specifically about what we need to become more fully ourselves in the world.
I love that. What tools we need. So, Alex, what are some, like, in particular, what are some rituals that you have around this time that might help support our listeners, and ways of thinking about how to harness this kind of energy in this particular time?
Well, one of my, something we talked about is that this is still not a time for, like, magical practices or manifestation, or even really decisions, because also this moment is sort of smack in the middle of a Mercury retrograde, which generally is ill-advised to, like, move into major contracts or decisions like that. But one of my favorite things to do in a moment like this, where, like we talked about, we're taking space, we're not overscheduling, we're leaving room, writing. Even though we're not consciously manifesting specifics, to be in some sort of writing practice that is helping to process, and also sort of a free write, dream write about where you want to be in about 6 months. So this all new moons initiate like a 6 month cycle. So there's a new moon in Aries, and then in 6 months there will be a full moon in Aries. And so although you don't want to get too specific, this is actually an amazing moment to consider not necessarily what we want in the specific of it, but how we want to be and who we want to be. And so I would really encourage, I'm encouraging myself and anybody listening, to be in a sort of a journaling or reflection process about who am I and how do I want to be? And there's this question too of how can I bring into closer alignment the ways that I feel and the ways that I show up in the world?
I love that. I also read, I was reading a little bit about this time astrologically, and I read that this is a beautiful time to consider cleansing the emotional waters. And I like that image of just like, and it does feel a little watery. It feels like everything's kind of jumbled around and the ocean waves are coming in and in and in and in and hitting us in different ways unexpectedly. You know, when you're like in the ocean and you're just floating along and all of a sudden this wave that you don't see just comes crashing down your face and you get salt water up your nose.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of that going on for me, and I think for a lot of people that I know right now. And so taking the time, like you said, to not necessarily make decisions and get into big, specific, contractual, manifestation-y kind of ways, but thinking about like if you're looking down at water and you're just scooting the seaweed out of the way and kind of clearing what has collected in terms of debris and making space. And I do, like you said about writing, I feel that way about writing. Writing is a cleansing process for me. And I think for many people, of just like exhaling some of that out. Like once I've written it down or said it out loud, then oftentimes I can leave it for compost. And so having that practice, I think it's just such a beautiful, well, and for all, always writing, I think, is cleansing, but especially during this time. I'm finding a particular refuge through just like breathing every day, just like laying down and consciously doing rinsing, clearing breaths and doing some breath retention too. So making a little time for just consciously taking in breath and recognizing the beauty of that and how breath is life. And we have so much power with our own breath to clear off some of the debris. So that's a really simple thing too. We talked about that in the less equipment episode of just like not worrying about so much equipment, but just using what's, you know, in your own body and pencil and paper and really simple things to clear the decks during this time that you don't need much.
Yeah. We have so many resources within ourselves, and something, there are a few things that you said that I'm like, yes, you said the word power, which is such an important word for Aries. Do I have power? How am I exerting it, in a healthy way or in an unhealthy way? And I also love this image that you gave of water, because Aries is a fire sign and it's ruled by a super fiery planet, Mars. Also, there's another astrological thing happening that involves a minor planet that is called the Wounded Healer, or Chiron is its name. And this can be a time where old fears, old activations, old traumas are like at the surface. And I really felt that as you were talking about the weight, just getting hit by waves and salt water in the nose. It's so uncomfortable. It's almost unavoidable to a point. And Aries asks us to be so courageous and brave when some of that stuff is just surfacing.
Something that comes up for me during this time is just the practice of standing still. And, you know, when there's all this swirl happening around, just simply practicing not being reactive and not trying to make things happen or change what's dying around us or what's being created around us, but just kind of standing and breathing in it. And there's lots of ways to like practically build that skill within ourselves. You know, there's meditation, which definitely helps us to learn to just stand still or sit still. And then there's the breath work, of course, that we were talking about, something that I've been doing recently, which has just really challenged my ability to stand still as I've been cold plunging. And like in this kind of shock of what's happening on the outside, the shock of the body, like finding this quiet place inside of myself that's available even when something's really hard. That particular practice is amplifying my ability to stand still right now. And I'm loving that. There's lots of ways to investigate this in your life, but it will carry over into the hard stuff when the waves come down and you get salt water up your nose if you kind of practice it regularly as a way to build that for yourself. So that's a consideration too.
Yeah, I think about how powerful it is to, in a moment of deep stress, trauma response, or activation, if your first response to that stressor is to breathe more deeply, like that is true power. Really. And that comes with practice. And I just totally want to underline like how beneficial those breath practices can be and that purposeful stress cold exposure is, because you're really training your body when your nervous system starts to go through the roof and say, danger, danger, it's not safe for me to be here. And there's some inner resource inside of you that says, no, it's okay. And we can stay here in discomfort. And that to me is true power.
Absolutely. I was also thinking about there can just too be a minute of just like take a minute. I was having my child Coretta was having a tantrum the other day in her room, and she was just losing her mind. And I was finding myself like meeting that anger a little bit with her. And so I thought, okay, I just need to walk out of the room and take a minute. And so I walked out and I stood in the hallway and I took a few deep breaths and I found my feet and I found my steady. And then I went back in and I was able to kind of weather that storm with her and sit with her as she de-escalated and started to regulate again. And so I think sometimes we just have to take a minute. We have to walk outside of whatever is in the hot center of things, and just take a minute, just unpeel ourselves away and get our feet again and then re-engage. I think it can be good for us to recognize that it's not a failure to untangle ourselves for just a moment and then return, but that it's actually a way to resource ourselves.
Absolutely. And gives us, like, just knowing that this is a time where even your littles, like, not necessarily their traumas are surfacing, but they are more easily activated. Like, this is knowing that this is the weather can help us actually give everybody a little more space and a little more grace. And I just love that of saying, I'm going to leave for a second and it's going to be here when I come back and maybe I'll be better resourced. It just gives us, like, knowing this is happening gives us the capacity and compassion and understanding to help people hold it.
Yeah, I love that. And so as we start to conclude this episode, just to recap, taking really good care of yourself during this time, slowing down, breathing, writing, standing still, doing less, looking around and kind of assessing the, I don't want to say damage, but the effects of the storm of this energy that's around us, and kind of deciding what we're left with and the materials we're left with, and not making hard and fast decisions about what to create, but instead just kind of noticing which way we're being tossed right now is a really good thing to do. Alex, anything else for you in terms of recapping for our listeners? Some good takeaways.
Yeah, I think I would just say that for a lot of us, it might be really tempting to ask questions like, why is this happening to me? Why me? And one of the biggest gifts I think we can give ourselves in this time is instead asking something like, what opportunity is this presenting? How is this situation for me? And to consider that the changes and the endings and the beginnings that this season brings, not that we need to be like Pollyannas about it. We can grieve. We can, you know, we have to grieve when things die. We don't have to, but it's probably better if we do. But to really be in the trust that change isn't necessarily negative, and that it might really be for us in a way that we can't even comprehend yet.
I was given a rock by a beautiful teacher recently that it had it like a, she got it at a gem store and it was in a little bag and it had a description on it. And the rock was very smooth and polished. And the description said it was tumbled, that the rock was tumbled. That's what they called it. And she explained, and she also had given us a raw one that had kind of like raw edges and wasn't smooth. And it, on the outside, it said raw. And I thought about, you know, it does take tumbling for us to be polished. It does take us being tossed around in something, and things happening to us in our lives that feel hard and feel frictive and feel uncomfortable in order for us to completely come to our fullest potential and to shine and to feel like that we're moving in the direction of our brightest version. And so this feels like a time of tumbling. And I think if we hold the idea that in a lot of ways, the tumbling is for our highest good and for our highest version, it's a little bit more digestible and kind of easy to weather it. knowing that there's some real beauty coming on the other side of this transformation and this tumbling. So I would say hang in there. We're going to hang in there with you. And we so appreciate you listening. And again, I want to thank Alex for being such an integral part, not only of this conversation, she's such a wise soul, but also just such an integral part to things that will help, and for being the seed of this work, and the person who really makes everything happen behind the scenes. So thanks, Alex. And if you would like to become a patron of this podcast, please do so. We really, really would appreciate your support. And that information is in the show notes. So thanks for helping us keep the lights on. And we hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Buffy.